In the first 2 weeks of EDC MOOC, we discussed the utopian or dystopian nature of the digital environment, particularly the popular web-based environment for digital media. My suggestion today is that we've made enormous improvements up to the present day, which could be regarded as a fairly utopian environment, with many of the things we desire and few of the constraints we fear. Looking to the future, however, constraints and controls begin to appear, suggesting an increasingly dystopian view. My suggestion, therefore, is that we may be at the peak of the web's utility for us, and we may look back with fondness on today as the highlight of our digital experience. 10 years ago, digital life was not too good. Entry was mostly text-based, using keyboard and mouse. From a humanistic point of view, this was not good, because it excluded many aspirant users who happened to be impaired in one or more of their senses. We were also locked into a home environment with mobile restricted to text on narrowband networks. The web, however, was generally free, but there were relatively few apps to take advantage of it. If we wanted to find our way, GPS and online mapping were pretty limited. Today, that provision has improved in almost every way. We now have multi-sensory input options through voice-to-text or directly through uploading of images or sounds. This means that the impaired community are able to use the web on a much more equal basis. Indeed, the web may be a place where they can enjoy a life free from the instinctive preconceptions that impairment often brings. Mobile provision has been hugely enhanced, with bandwidth sufficient to upload and view multimedia, and with some parts of the country enjoying 4G speeds. However, there begin to be warning signs. Freemium app models offer limited free provision and charge a premium price for what you really want. However, there remains a choice from a wide range of independent application providers and a sustained momentum of innovation. Location services are now attractively accurate and link into many location-relevant applications. We can say, therefore, that we're well provided at the moment. It's an inclusive environment, treating those who have ambitions to use it with some equality and offering an attractive breadth of provision, so empowering a wide range of users. We could say that our ideal level of need, as judged today, is being well met. Looking to the future, however, there aren't many signs of a sustained rate of improvement to the basic technology. We do, however, see an increasing number of restrictions on our freedoms. Providers are migrating many applications and much of our data to the cloud on a fee-paying basis, not only restricting our access to those times when we have a good internet connection, but also restricting our control of our own applications and data on our own machines. The range of provision is contracting, with the more attractive independent apps being bought out by the Googles and Facebooks, and less attractive ones left to fail. The business model of these major providers is also changing, from moving innovations to the web as fast as possible, to the need now to monetize them. We're becoming farmed as paying customers rather than wooed as attractive new users. Externally, there's also a change in the monitoring environment. We learn that governments routinely monitor our communications and that our phones record our every movement. How long will it be before we are unable to turn off location services? This environment of restricted services controlled by a few enormous corporations in league with governments begins to feel more like 1984 rather than a post-humanist merging of the best of natural and digital worlds. We should perhaps enjoy our current freedoms while we can.